Oh, they're free, along with all the canned goods, diapers, cases of water, and other supplies that overrun the stand and pile into her driveway.
We're going through $2,000 a day worth of groceries and supplies here at this little bitty stand.
This area has been without power for over a week, she explains. People lost all the food in their fridges, and replacing it is expensive.
People have been out of work, and every inch of money that they have had, they have been putting towards staying alive during this storm.
Raymer says she'll keep this pantry going as long as it's needed, probably through winter. Liz Baker, NPR News, Mill Spring, North Carolina.
It's NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas City Royals dropped the first game of the American League Division Series against the New York Yankees last night, 6-5. Royals pitchers collectively issued 8 walks to the Yankees, which manager Matt Quatrero says Kansas City could ill afford.
You don't want to try to fight back from that against a team like that. So that was uncharacteristic and unfortunate because that's not really who we are as a staff.
The Royals have the day off today, then resume the best-of-5 series tomorrow in New York. For the second straight year, Kansas students will have to wait a little longer to apply for financial aid for college. Suzanne Perez has this report.
The U.S. Department of Education is using a staggered approach to launch this year's Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. Officials hope to iron out technical issues before opening it to everyone on December 1st. Education consultant Jack Wallace with YRefi says Kansas families will have to wait until later this year to file, but they should go ahead and gather tax forms and other documents to be ready.
Because once this thing does get rolled out and is working well, or working period, we need to prepare to file.
Widespread technical problems last year prompted Kansas colleges to postpone their application deadlines. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
And in football news, KU lost to Arizona State yesterday, 35-31. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Sunny skies, cooler temperatures today with highs only in the mid-70s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. Clear skies overnight tonight, much cooler temperatures with lows getting down to the low 40s. For tomorrow, sunny, highs in the lower 70s. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty. On October 17th at 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org.
Speaking of Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal, we'll hear from him just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday. We'll have a conversation about the presidential candidates and how they see America's role in the world. That's coming up at 9:35 this morning. Just 15 minutes from now here on Kansas Public Radio. If you have an Amazon smart speaker, now you can play individual KPR shows on demand. To get started, just tell your device to enable the KPR skill. Then when you say play KPR, you get the option of streaming the live signal or playing shows like the Retro Cocktail Hour. Learn more by clicking on the Extras tab at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and cool today with highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. It's 60 degrees in Atchison, 62 in Emporia, 60 degrees in Manhattan, 61 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Two with rhinestones. They're fancy. It can be depressing. I mean, we get out 100 times a year, and to still take out 11 bags of trash in one paddle event, kind of disheartening.
It's all love. I'm more than willing to accept the blessings of the river, the peace, the tranquility. I'm also willing to pick up trash.
I know, we should have some trash cleaning song.
Hi-ho, they say the bottles are long and round. Look at all this trash that we've found.
That was WAMU's Tyrone Turner, who spent a day on the Anacostia River with kayakers Kelly Tyndall and Kent Fothergill. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas kicked off its Dole Forum last week with a look at the presidential candidates and America's role in the world. I sat down this week with journalist Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal, who returns to the Dole Institute this semester as a visiting fellow.
It's safe to say that former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have very different visions of America's role in the world. Can you characterize their different perspectives?
Well, I think the first thing to say before getting to that is the one thing they have in common, which is they're not talking about America's role in the world very much. And that was just troubling to me as you, suspicious of you. If you're going to argue for out-and-out isolationism, then you're going to turn off some people, including in the business community, who realize America can't retreat. So there's a lot of downside risk to talking about these issues because they don't, at the end of the day, lend themselves to easy solutions. So if you have other issues pressing in and the downside risks of talking about the world are high, then you just steer to someplace else.
That's Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal and visiting fellow at the Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas. We were talking about this week's Dole Forum on the candidates and America's role in the world. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on KPR Presents. 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. Also on this week's program, U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon, who's coming to Salina this month. It's in connection with the launch of one of her poems, Into Space, on board NASA's Europa Clipper. We'll also hear from Professor Greg Jackson. He's the host and creator of the popular podcast, History That Doesn't Suck. He's bringing his live show to Lawrence later this month. That's all in KPR Presents. 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Sunny skies, cooler temperatures today with highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, sunny and cool temperatures again with highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry.
And the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. And then coming up at noon today, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, welcoming Pulitzer Prize winner Louise Erdrich, discussing her new book, The Mighty Red, October 12th at Haskell Indian Nations University. More at lplks.org.
Sunny skies, cooler temperatures in store for today with highs only in the mid-70s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 61 in Atchison, 62 in Lawrence, 62 degrees in Kansas City. This is KPR.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strange-Shamps. Donald Trump won 84% of the white evangelical vote in 2020. And to shore up that base, he's now moving beyond conservative Christian values and appealing to Christian nationalists.
One of my favorite medieval prayers is of a woman named Marjorie Kemp. I talk about her in the book. I talk about it. She's in the 15th century. She is a woman of amazing faith. There's this moment where she finds herself surrounded by people who are very unhappy with her. And in fact, she fears for her life. And it's just this moment where she suddenly stops and she looks out and she says, God, you brought me to this place for love of you. Be with me and have mercy on us. And that has become a prayer that I pray all the time. God, you've brought us here. Be with us and have mercy.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Herencia de Mexico. Saturday evening, October 26th, a new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. Fall means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan will host a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th. Find out more at our website.
Beth Allison Barr lives in Waco, Texas, and she's Wisconsin Public Radio and PR. X.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. and from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Sunny and cooler today with highs only in the mid-70s. We're already at 70 degrees here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Thinking about what Beth Allison Barr said about
PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. We've got another hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Bongotini and a night of music, cocktails, and friends, Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps. For our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions, and origins. Now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match, doubling donations throughout the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org. Sunny and cooler today with highs in the mid-70s. Not a whole lot warmer than we are right now. It's 72 in Topeka, 72 in Emporia.
Stories about humans who can shift.
Oh, I'm sick of the whole thing. I'm going to get out of here.
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives becomes a werewolf himself.
And PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Daryl Brockton, I hope you're listening for some possible episode of the next Cinema A Go-Go. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Momora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. 2 o'clock this afternoon in the pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. 1 weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
One of the first places to look for shapeshifters, the shape you take.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. The time is 12 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.